A very good morning. On behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. Yevama Samach Aleph, Yevama 61a, pagination 121. We'll start from the facing page, the last few words. Tanya, we learned. V'cheno ya Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai, Omer Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai taught. Kivrei ovdei kochavim einam mitamim ba'ohel. The graves of non-Jews do not have the tumah of ohel, of tent. What is the concept of the tent tumah? So we understand that if you come in contact with a dead body, there's a level of impurity. The presence of loss of life causes tumah. When you come in contact or you carry the actual body, so that certainly has a level of tumah associated with it. The question over here is if the pasuk, Adam ki yamos ba'ohel, when a person will die in a tent, if that term is referring to Jews alone or Jews and non-Jews, the concept of a tent is that even if you didn't come in contact with the body itself, but you were under the same covering, would you become tamei, even though you didn't come in contact with the actual body? For example, a Kohen, who nowadays still has the rule not to become tamei, is he allowed to enter a hospital that has a dead body in the morgue? And what if the dead body in the morgue is a Jew? What if the dead body in the morgue at this particular time is a non-Jew? How does that affect the laws of tumah in the building? So Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai is of the opinion that just as we have many different laws that apply to Jews and not necessarily to non-Jews, we have laws of kosher and Shabbos and lots of mitzvahs. So how does the law of Tumas Ohel affect and apply to a non-Jew's body? Shene'emar. It's based on a pasuk. Ve'aten tzoni tzon mar'isi adamatem. And you, the Jewish people, are my sheep, the sheep which I shepherd. You are considered one man. Adamatem. You're considered one unit. That the way Hashem shepherds us, He expects us to be one unit. And likewise, if we want to merit His personal shepherding, we're told that you accomplish that through unity. Adamatem. To be one person. That if a Jew in a different country either has a problem or is rejoicing from good fortune, the rest of the Jewish world is connected with that person and feels affected as well. Adam Atem, you're one unit. Atem Kruyim Adam, we find that quality by you, the Jewish people. Ve'ena ovdei kochavim Kruyim Adam, but in the code word of Adam, of one man, of one unit, that when you touch the left finger, the finger on the left hand, the finger on the right hand has interest. If it feels good, fine, you're massaging it. If you're hurting it, the other hand has great interest in having you stop. We're all considered one unit, one person connected. And Reb Shimon ben Yochai is of the opinion that the pasuk Adam ki yamos ba'ohel, when a person will die in the tent, meaning, and he will conduit ritual impurity to anything that's under the same tent, that word Adam is following this code word Adam, of one unit, entire nation being together, and therefore that pasuk of Adam ki yamos ba'ohel, ritual impurity of the tent, only applies to this type of Adam, meaning a Jew, whereas a non-Jew's body would not conduit ritual impurity to anything under the same tent, because this pasuk only applies to a Jew's body. Tosfos tells us on the fourth of the wide lines, Omeri, Ein halacha ki Reb Shimon. We do not paskin like this Reb Shimon. And in Shulchan Aruch, the opinion of Tosfos carries great weight, that the same restriction that would apply to a Jew's body being under the same tent would apply to a non-Jew's body in terms of not being under the same tent in a Tumah application. However, this statement from Reb Shimon ben Yochai has enormous significance in understanding a historically oriented debate. There's a certain gate entering Yerushalayim, which is known to us as Shar HaRachamim, is known in English as the Golden Gate. And there is a tradition that Mashiach or Eliyahu will go through that gate to announce the final redemption. In the 1500s, an Ottoman sultan closed up the gate because he was afraid of that redemption and wanted to deprive the world of that hope, I guess. And he sealed up the gate. Not only that, but they created a cemetery, a non-Jewish cemetery, right in front of the gate, with the theory, talk about scholarship, with the theory that Eliyahu HaNavi, who we have a tradition is the same as Pinchas, he's a Kohen, the tradition that he would not be willing to walk through a cemetery because he's, as a Kohen, not allowed to be defiled. And therefore, by putting a cemetery in front of the gate, it would make it impossible for Eliyahu HaNavi to proceed through the cemetery, through the gate, because he's a Kohen. There is a catch over here, though, and that is that in Baba Metzia, Daf Kuf Yudalid, there is a conversation in which Eliyahu HaNavi is seen in a cemetery, and Eliyahu HaNavi responds, "Don't you know of the opinion of Rab Shimon ben Yochai that a non-Jewish cemetery does not have the same restrictions on a Kohen that a Jewish cemetery has?" If Eliyahu HaNavi paskins like Rab Shimon ben Yochai, then that's the way Eliyahu HaNavi paskins. And putting a cemetery of non-Jews in front of the gate is certainly not going to be a deterrent from the final redemption. Eliyahu HaNavi is sure to be able, with Hashem's help, to solve whatever confusing dilemmas people place in front of him.